You're listening to Numbers by Barons. It's Friday, August 7th. I'm Nick Drzinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 14.6 billion. That's how many hours Roku users spent streaming content in the second quarter. It's up 55% from a year earlier. People stuck inside during stay-at-home orders binged a lot of TV and movies. That helped boost Roku's revenues last quarter, but its losses increased too, the company reported on Wednesday. Roku's business isn't just about selling streaming dongles, but also includes advertising on its TV operating system and the Roku channel. Advertisers are pulling back on spending during the coronavirus pandemic. Roku also said that users were streaming less today than at the peak in April. Citing those challenges, management decided not to give a financial outlook for the current quarter or the rest of 2020. Investors responded by sending Roku stock tumbling on Thursday. The next number up is over $2 billion. That's how much Bank of America stock Berkshire Hathaway has bought over the past 2 weeks. It increases the conglomerate's stake in the bank to about 12%. Berkshire CEO Warren Buffett has been criticized lately for not living up to his maxim of being greedy when others are fearful. Other than selling his airline stocks in April, Buffett didn't make any big moves during the market's turbulent trading earlier this year. But that could be changing. In addition to the Bank of America purchases, Buffett struck a nearly $10 billion deal for the gas pipeline assets of Dominion Energy in July. And other disclosures imply that Berkshire has been more active in buying back stock in recent months. That and more trades could be revealed when Berkshire reports its second quarter results tomorrow. Our last number is 36%. That's the average year-over-year drop in second quarter earnings per share among the two-thirds of S&P 500 companies to report so far. It's an ugly number for sure, but not nearly as bad as Wall Street analysts had expected. Their consensus estimate had been for a 44% decline, but so far, 4 out of 5 companies have beaten earnings per share estimates. The overall better-than-feared earnings season has helped keep stock indexes rising over the past few weeks. If companies could manage through possibly the toughest quarter in memory, they should be able to continue improving their results despite the challenging environment. That has prompted analysts to raise their forecasts for the rest of the year. The consensus forecast for S&P 500 companies is now for $128 in earnings per share this year. That's up from the recent low, but still much lower than the expectation of $177 per share at the beginning of the year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, August 7th. I'm Nick Drzinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Also, don't forget to listen to Streetwise, another Barron's podcast. Hosted by columnist Jack Howe, the latest episode is about what investors should make of the recent gains for cryptocurrencies and precious metals. And stay tuned for a new episode today. Have a great weekend.